This is Audible.
Chasm City by Alistair Reynolds. Narrated by John Lee. Chapter 14. The man who looked through my belongings had a whirring and clicking eyeglass strapped to his head. His hairless scalp was quilted with fine scars, like a broken vase that had been inexpertly mended. He examined everything I showed him with tweezers, holding the items up to his eyeglass in the manner of an aged lepidopterist. Next to him, smoking a handmade cigarette, was a youth wearing the same kind of helmet I'd taken from Vadim.
"I can use some of this shit,"
the man with the eyeglass said. "Probably. You say it's all real, eh? All factual?" The military episodes were trawled from soldiers' memories after the combat situations in question, as part of the normal intelligence-gathering process.
"Yeah? And how'd they fall into your hands?"
Without waiting for an answer, he reached under the table, pulled out a little tin sealed with an elastic band, and counted out a few dozen bills of the local currency. As I had noticed before, the bills seemed to have been printed in strange denominations, 13s, 4s, 27s, 3s. "It's none of your damned business where I got them from," I said.
"No, but that doesn't stop me asking." He pursed his lips. "Anything else, now that you're wasting my time?"
I allowed him to examine the experientials I'd taken from Quirinbach, watching as his lip curled first into contempt and then disgust.
"Well, now you're insulting me and I don't like it."
"If the items are worthless," I said, "just tell me and I'll leave."
"The items aren't worthless," he said after examining them again. "Fact is, they're exactly the kind of thing I might have bought a month or two ago. Grand Tetons, popular. People can't get enough of those slime tower formations."
"So what's the problem?"
"This shit has already hit the market, that's what. These experientials are already out there, depreciating. These must be, what, third or fourth generation bootlegs? Real cheap-ass crap."
He still tore off a few more bills, but nowhere near as much as he'd paid for my own experientials.
"Anything else up your sleeve?"
I shrugged. "Depends what you're after, doesn't it?"
"Use your imagination."
He passed one of the military experientials to his sidekick. The youth's chin was fuzzed by the first tentative wisps of a beard. He ejected the experiential he was running at the time and slipped mine in instead, without once lifting the goggles from his eyes.
"Anything black? Matte black? You know what I mean, don't you?"
"I've a reasonably good idea."
"Then either cough up or get out of the premises."
Next to him, the youth started convulsing in his seat.
"Hey, what is that shit?"
"Does that helmet have enough spatial resolution to stimulate the pleasure and pain centers?" I said.
"What if it does?"
He leaned over and slapped the convulsing youth hard on the head, knocking the playback helmet flying. Drooling, still convulsing, the youth subsided into his seat, his eyes glazed over. "Then he probably shouldn't have accessed it at random," I said. "My guess is he just hit an NC interrogation session. Have you ever had your fingers removed?" The eyeglass man chuckled.
"Nasty. Very nasty. But there's a market for that kind of shit. Just like there is for the black stuff."
Now was as good a time as any to see what the quality of Vadim's merchandise was like. I handed over one of the black experientials, one of those embossed with a tiny silver maggot motif.
"Is this what you mean?"
He looked skeptical at first, until he had examined the experiential more closely. To the trained eye, there were